Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on in self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show. And you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific so I can get right into the area that you are looking for advice. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be opening up those phone lines right after our first break. And before we go to the lines, I did want to talk about what I call the tip of the day, the tip of the week. This week is an important week. We have 12-12 coming in on Saturday. And we had three important dates that were over the last couple of, actually the last month and a half. It started with 11-11. And these three dates, there was 11-11, 12-12, and 12-21, ending on the solstice. And the last month and a half, think of them as I call them love washes or their portals. And so since 11-11, November 11th, we've been having these times when these dates come in. Think of it, I always talk about the love washes, is this constant rain from the celestial, and this rain, the more we're open up to it, the more we consciously work with this energy, we could take this universal energy in, and this universal energy in is health, is wealth, is happiness, is bliss, is purity. It could get rid of dis-ease. It could get rid of stress in your life. So the more we're open, think of our skin being open to it, our whole bodies being open to it, taking this celestial, this light, and it gets, I compare it to a great big comb getting out our energetic snarls. And so we have these important portals, and this is a great time for us to work with the energies instead of working against them, because this rain is constant. Think of these love washes are constant. And again, when we think of these certain dates, are more downpours. It's like you could have rainy months, especially when you're out in Seattle. But think of a day that's a downpour. These are on, so this Saturday is going to be like a downpour of this energy that's coming down on 12-12. And think of a downpour is a wonderful time when we know it's raining outside. A lot of times we kind of stay inside. But during this week, just take the time to, again, work with this energy. Feel it coming into your energy field. Consciously pause throughout the week and get into your heart's energy, because this is all about the theme of 209, which we're wrapping up. And 209 is all about, the theme was to release blocks, old blocks, fears, things about letting go, allowing, reconnecting, rewiring, and remembering. And to remember is to become a member. And what member are we doing? We're the biggest membership you ever have been, and that's the remembering, the membership of life. And you can compare this to that you want to upgrade a membership. So we know all different kind of memberships. And so if you upgrade your membership, you're saying, I want to be accountable and responsible for my life, how I'm directing it. There is no victims here. I'm not a victim of circumstances. I want to be more proactive instead of reactive. I want to live an empowered life instead of a disempowered life. And so it has been said that only 2% of the world is conscious. And when I first heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, 2%, because I've been studying metaphysics since I was born. I've got into traditional training since I was in my 20s. I'm in my mid-40s. And so to me, to hear 2% of the world is conscious, it sounded kind of way off to me. But then all you have to do is go out sometimes and just even you could start the day all pumped up and really feeling empowered, and then walk out the door and the person cuts you off, and how fast is it that you start losing the energy and you start giving the person the bird, or you start getting all wired up, or you start getting freaked out? That's when we get into our unconsciousness. We start getting out of our stepping in into feeling like we're connected to source. So work with these energies, work with these portals. This is an intense time right now. These rains are really helping us, and they can feel intense, because a lot of times what they're doing is they're bringing up our shadow part. But you want to look at embracing the shadow as the most important thing that we could do. It's been told, said by decades, it's been said by ascended masters forever, that we have to look at that shadow part. We have to look at that part of us that we might not like about ourselves. If we want to know if we have any shadow part, just think of when somebody comes up to you, can you look at each and every single person and connect to the divinity in them, or is some people easier for you to connect to? Is some people your heart kind of puts a stop sign to? And if it does, then that means we're not connected to the human race. This is what we're learning to do, is become part of a family of humanity and not have a separateness, because if we have separateness in any parts of our life, it's them against us mentality, which is an imitation of separation of the veil. We're imitating the veil in our personal life, which then spills over deep down, that we feel disconnected to the source, to our higher self, to our angel self. And so the more we decide that we're going to become more of an active member, we're going to upgrade our membership, then we start realigning, getting reconnected, and we start directing our life in a much more empowered place. And then you really start noticing it in your life. You cannot not. This is part of the rules, the laws of the universe. And if the universal laws made the universe and made this wonderful earth and made us, and if you just look at just a snowy day and think of the snowflakes, that each and every single one of them have their own design, and each and every single one of us have our own signature, but we're all connected. It's just amazing. And so the more you, again, work with this energy in an empowered place, the more it's going to absolutely change your life, and to really be willing to be brave enough and have accountability and responsibility to look at your shadow and to not put it off in a box and it's something that you don't want to look at, because that's going to actually give you the strength. And so, again, work with this energy. And when people feel it, when there's an intensity, when there's a downpour, just like outside with the weather, we can feel this intensity very much deeper. So if we're resistant to it, we could find ourselves in intense situations. We could feel ourselves just getting bothered by people more. It's a sign. It's your angels, your guides, or your higher self saying to you, hey, you got some work to do. But it's better to do the work than to resist it. I always talk about, we can go through this life with grace and ease and start directing our life. And it doesn't mean we don't have to dust ourselves off and get back on that horse again. This is a process and it is a practice, and that's all there is to it. And we tend to be a fast food society where we want things fast, and we say, my gosh, I've been doing these exercises, I've been practicing, why am I not seeing it in my outside life? This is when we really want to, again, really start take a inventory as far as what we're doing. How much of a membership are you in the waking up of the consciousness? Is your membership on the low side, where you're conscious every once in a while? Every once in a while you plug into how you're directing your energy and how you're directing your life? Or is it a daily practice? Is it a practice not only daily, but throughout the day you watch how you're directing your energy? Upgrade your membership. It will absolutely be reflected on every single aspect of your life, and that means your health, that means relationships, that means money, that means flow, that means opportunity, and especially right now where, again, a lot of scarcity and fear is coming up with the economy, and with all you have to do is pick up the papers and you become real, you get into that reactive fight or flight kind of reaction. So you really want to flip that energy around and absolutely would change your life. We do have a teleclass coming up this Sunday, and that's from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to this anywhere, in person or on the telephone. And I will be talking about the 7 spiritual laws of creation. And a lot of times people have heard of the law of attraction. That was a big one for the last couple of years. But I'm going to share all of the 7 spiritual laws, and we're going to weave them into how to apply them with your everyday life. And so how does the law of pure potentiality pertain to your life? And so I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to give you tips and tools to how to work with it so you can be empowered, live in the now, work with these energy washes, because as we evolve over the next 3 years in particular, from now to 2012, these washes are going to just continue. So they're going to, as I said before, we could go through this process with grace and ease, or we could go kicking and screaming. I recommend grace and ease, and it doesn't mean you get the pass card, easy pass card, and you don't have your challenges in life. That's just part of the gig here. But the more you know this, and the more you're going to live and direct your energy in a much more powerful way, the more your outside circumstances start reflecting that back to you. So I really encourage you to check that out, and all the stuff that's happening in here. We have a lot of stuff going on. We're adding on another radio show. So we have 7 radio shows throughout the week. So you could hear us across the world on every single day except for Friday. Monday through Thursday, we have several shows. So I really encourage you to, again, check it out. Go to the website, www.carrieoconnor.com. Mark it off as a favorite, and you will always know what's happening. And speaking of other things that are happening, we're doing half-off specials. So if you say you heard me on WKKNW, you will be able to get half-off readings from for 15-minute readings or half-hour. We're also doing another half-off special, and that's the buy one, get one half-off. And again, all of this is until January, but you don't have to have your reading before January. So you get one reading, you get the other one half-off. So if you know that you get two readings within a year, year and a half, you're able to get half off of that other reading. And I do readings up to 15 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, hour and a half. I do all different time slots, so whatever fits your needs. So the special for this station alone is the half off. You don't have to get another reading. It's just one reading, half off for 15 minutes or a half hour. And a lot of people are taking advantage of it, and I encourage you to do that. And again, there's other specials, and it's all, again, on the website. The KKNW one is not on the website, so again, that's for special for you, the listeners. And also, we are arranging other bonuses, so keep on listening. You'll hear free DVDs, three MP3s, and we're doing, this is giveaway month and giveaway year. So check that out, and again, if you're on the newsletter, you'll know all about that. And so we're going to take our first break, and we're going to come back to the phone lines. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
A Sacred Moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, A Sacred Moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Gods yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Gods yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're live here today on, what is it, December 7th or 8th? I can't believe that. What is it, Benny? Oh, my gosh. So we open phone lines, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of readings, a lot of people ask me, what can I pick up on certain readings? And especially if they don't know, they don't understand that, if they're intimidated because I talk about energy patterns and the chakras. And I always let people know that they don't have to know anything about the chakras. They don't have to know anything about the meridians, just that, like you could go to an acupuncturist and you don't have to know where all the different meridians are and the thousands of acupuncturist points. What I do is I look at your body contains trillions and trillions of bits of information. And I happen to be born with sight, that your your body just starts talking to me, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world. I've read people all around the world, from Australia to Germany to islands that I've never even knew existed, and it doesn't make a difference in the reading. And some people are surprised by that, but when you remember that everything is energy, and I just tap into the energy thing. I call it tube traveling. So energetically, the person is presenting their body there, their energy body, and I just start reading where, the blocks are. It's like, think of we're amazing beings, and we like to tell our story. Just think of how many times, if you've had great things or even sad things, your body wants to talk about it. So in a reading, we tap into what's the highest and best, what could be blocking you right now, and then we let your body do the talking. We also have relatives that could come in, because I am a medium. I've seen spirit since I was a young child. I thought everyone saw spirit. Also read animals and that have crossed over, because those are considered our children, and so animals like to come in. And also we get the theme of what's going on as far as what I call the generational patterns, because we do have patterns that are deeply ingrained in our families. Think of we could have a grandmother that said money is the root of all evil, or anyone that makes money is not a good person. And so even though they might not have said it all the time, how that would affect our parents' thoughts with money and then our thoughts with money, it could profoundly affect you. And you might be struggling with money right now, and that's part of what's called the generational pattern. As soon as you recognize it, then you could start changing it. And so it doesn't mean you throw up your hands and say, oh, geez, I picked a family that didn't want money. It's not about that. As soon as you put your attention and intention into it, meaning think of it as putting a light into this area that could be blocked, then you start putting that light, starts making movement. The light starts changing that pattern, and then you start attracting. You start clearing out the garbage. Think of clearing out the cobwebs in it, and then you start, again, changing that pattern. And our lineage wants us to change them. So when they go over on the other side, they don't want us to continue addictive patterns. They don't want us to work so hard and hoard away and get all this stuff and not live life. They want us to break those kind of patterns. And so anything could come up into a reading. So, and I also do deep chakra readings, so people that want that kind of thing, or they want to concentrate on past lives could come up, or future, again, potentials, because we are just amazing beings. Think of it as symbolically we're a computer that has held all our incarnations here, and we've been around for eons. And so if we are like Christ, like God, like a creator, and creator always has been and always will be, and we're made in the image of creator, there's a lot of information that is in our energy field. And so, again, we zone in and see what could be blocking you. And then we also amplify. It's like putting, think of it as gasoline or wood into your passion. And so we amplify those desires and hopes and dreams. And so then people feel profound healing with it. I had this one client that I saw a block on her right in her forehead, and she literally, it was a phone session. She had this huge cyst appear, and it looked like an energetic cyst, but it literally appeared on her head after the session, and then she felt like ill for a couple days, like a flu symptom, and then after it disappeared, all of a sudden she was an artist, and she wanted to start her own business. And as soon as after the session, she popped out of that a couple days afterwards, and she felt so much better. She is convinced that she bypassed having a serious disease, like a brain tumor or something like that, because of the results of what she was feeling with that cyst, because it blocked everything that she was seeing. It was blocking her forward vision. And so in that reading, again, we put the light in there, we put our attention, our awareness, and she was able to flip around. She wanted to move, she wanted to have a business. She had all these dreams and desires, and she wasn't able to manifest it for years and years. Now I can say happily, within 3 months, she's moved, she has a thriving business, she has opportunities knocking at her door left and right, she's happier than ever, she's living her passion and living it well, and even during these economy times. So never ever limit yourself. It's never too late. All the answers, honestly, are within your energy field. So sometimes we might need a little help to have some to see where we could be blocked. Because sometimes, just like think of when a friend asks you a question, it's so easy to see, give information to other people, but sometimes within our own stuff, we can't see our own stuff. So that's what readings help with. And so, again, I do all different lengths of times of readings and to be able to help you for your desires and needs. All the readings are also taped, and I make notes with them, and I also give you further exercises that go along with it. So it's the reading that people call that keep on giving, because they listen to it over and over again, and they pick up emotion every time they listen to it. And so it's a really cool experience to have. So highly recommend it. It's very, very popular. But we also do many different classes, and we've been doing The Gathering, and that's going to be continuing through the next year. And again, The Gathering, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can listen to it from the comfort of your own home. If you're not available that night, you can listen to it later, and then you get an MP3 of it. And The Gathering is where we were gathering together. And I give channeled information as far as what my guides, angels, higher self is talking about, what's important and affecting each and every single one of us now. And so because we're connected and interconnected and always have been a bit connected, there's a theme that goes on that affects each and every single one of us. So again, when you have an awareness, it's just like a forecast. When you look at the weather forecast, you know that if it's going to be windy and brisk, you bring a sweater, so you're more prepared, so you can live a more empowered life. So if there's any part of your life that you don't like what's going on, you can get information about that. So The Gathering, we gather and we talk, and then we also take questions and answers, and then we do a healing attunement. Those are very, very popular, and so we're going to continue those. And again, wherever you are in the world, you can join us. And we're also starting that different classes. I'll be guided to concentrate on different things where I look at the global grids, and so I see what's going on in the collective consciousness. And going back to thinking when of 89% of people that are walking around unconscious or semi-conscious, we're really, this year and coming up to next year, we're making a bridge where a lot of people are waking up. And the first part of waking up is when we get jazzed up and you say, okay, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to clean out my closets literally, energetically, and I'm going to really start watching where how I'm talking, how I'm directing my energy. And there comes the practice and the process, because it is a practice and it is a process. And sometimes we could get hooked into past patterns and stuff. But the more we are able to make it a practice, the more you're literally creating narrow pathways in your brain. So then you start notice when you start falling back into old patterns, and then they just don't feel good anymore. So the energies that are coming in are helping us say, hey, do you want to wear those worn out old shoes, or do you want to wear the beautiful new ones that are sitting right in there? And so, and people are saying, you know what, those old shoes do not support me anymore, so I have the strength to go over and to wear those new shoes. And it's amazing how many people will stay in past patterns, and so many books have been written, this psychology book, psychiatrist, about how we'd rather stay in old patterns, even if they're comfortable, then going out into new patterns. And again, that can be very much in a generational pattern, where I've seen many relatives, fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers, coming in and say they stuck in marriages that they were very unhappy, and or jobs, because they were afraid of the unknown. And then when they crossed over, they saw if they had the strength within themselves, and if they trusted, allowed, and just listen to their own higher self, that their life would have been totally different. I had this one guy who wanted to be a singer. He was a wonderful singer, and he sang at church, and he was really popular, really well-known, and sang within his community. But when he crossed over, he saw where he could have been a world-renowned singer, like one of the biggest guys you could imagine, the guy that was an opera singer. But what his theme was
Pavarotti, I believe, isn't it?
What was it?
Pavarotti?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. That's sure. Exactly what I had in my head. I couldn't think of words. And so he came in and he compared himself that he could have been like that guy. And so what he saw also was that he had 3 or 4 different opportunities to take that. He had New York calling him and asking him to come down and fill into somebody, for somebody, and he refused it. So when he had his life review, he saw where the universe gives us opportunities, and then it's up to us to take them. And a lot of times we sabotage ourselves. We say, oh, I can't do it because of this or that. And so when he saw the opportunities, he again didn't say it like he was all beaten down, but what he wanted to for his children and his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, to remember is to follow their passion. He felt that he couldn't do that because his responsibility was to raise children and to get a regular job. And so, and if he didn't have the mindset of we can follow our passion, do our passion, and make money from it. So, you can do your passion and also get paid well from it. And so, we had a total different view. And so, it's interesting information that comes from our lineage that comes down for us. And they do, again, want us to not live those patterns that have been disempowering. They want us to absolutely live those empowering lives. And especially, I love when I hear people that when I'm reading somebody, they said, oh, my grandmother would roll over in her grave if she knew that so-and-so was given, Uncle George ended up getting the watch that my brother gave to him to. And the people have a total different perspective. If we went over there and we had discord where they don't want us to continue discord over here. So amazing things happen in readings and sessions. And so I really encourage you to, again, start looking at yourself as an energetic being. See how you're directing your life. Think about the messages that you got from your lineage, and it will absolutely change your life. It's like a lens going off your eyes, and all of a sudden you could really see life, and it's just a great way to live and be. So we're going to another break, and we'll be back and taking your phone calls. Listen to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Will do, and we have Vicki standing by. She's calling in from Renton. So, Vicki, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's your question for her?
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been seeing my boyfriend for a few years now. We both felt that we found the love of our lives in each other. But he and my son have issues in being able to get along, and my son's a teenager. And recently, I just found out that because of that, my boyfriend was exploring options with other women a few months ago. When he found out that I found out, he, you know, apologized, was very sorry, and said that he didn't want to lose me and asked me to marry him. I just don't know, though, if he's ready to stop doing things like that. I, I have a problem with boundaries, drawing boundaries in my life, and even though certain boundaries weren't crossed, other boundaries were, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, Vicki. You know, what's your boyfriend's first name?
6250 or 40.
No, what's his first name, honey?
Oh, Mike.
What's
sorry.
Name?
Yeah.
What is it?
Mike.
Okay. The first thing I'm seeing, and actually, is Mike's father crossed over?
Yes.
Okay, because he comes in, and also, did you not meet him?
I didn't meet him, no, but Mike talked a lot about him.
Okay, all right. Because he's doing the nice to meet you symbol, and he's also giving the number 3333, and he's also pointing to March of 2010, and encouraging you, Vicki, over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, the next 3 months, especially into the month of March. So I consider it January when I read stuff. And so I'm seeing you, part of your life theme here is exactly what you said, boundaries, being able to take boundaries, and also your maternal grandmother's pointing to your throat chakra. She's also putting this blue and purple scarf around your throat, and she also is saying going beyond we can cheat energetically and we can cheat physically, and so, but when we have exploring other options would be called an energetic cheating, right? And
so yes, it was, I believe so.
Absolutely, but it scars the energy field as much as if somebody were physically doing it, because it goes into trust, it goes in betrayal, it goes into all those other options.
Yeah.
And so, the first thing that I feel like I'm just giving you permission for, because I just see, I obviously you've been saying it with the questions on, I mean, questioning about it, is putting up the yield sign, putting up the stop sign, and if it's if things were to iron all out, because I see your grandmother with an ironing board, then because I see a lot of wrinkles right now, so think of him going to the option. You just don't decide overnight to I have problems here, I'm going to look into other people. And also,
right,
what I'd encourage you to both look at is, what does your son represent to Michael and to you individually, and then together? Because when I'm looking at the father, Michael's father is saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, to Michael about your son. So your son obviously mirrors certain things that Michael doesn't want to look at in himself as far as his shadow stuff. And also,
mm-hmm,
your son offers great gifts that Michael could have too, that he can get over stuff about himself with himself and be able to embrace himself. And I'm also seeing there's a part of the father saying that there's part of Michael that's me and mine, and I don't want to share my toys and trucks. And so I see him at 3 to 4.5 years old, and that there's a part of him that's stuck at that 3.5.
Yeah, that's so true. Everything
yeah.
you said is right on.
Right. And so, well, these are patterns that are deeply in his energy field. I'm not reaching for straws. I mean, I'm literally reading his energy. And so,
mm-hmm.
And so think of Michael came in. So here you have a natural teacher, helper, healer energy. You have a lot of blue, so you come in here as an old soul. And part of your journey is to be able to, again, not only put boundaries for yourself, but to say, I'm entitled to flow. I'm entitled to be able to trust somebody. I'm entitled to receive as much as I give out, because you give out more than you receive. And part
mm-hmm.
of Michael's journey here is to be able to give without an agenda, to be able to learn to share his trucks and toys. And that also
mm-hmm.
means share your attention and be able to look, and again, what does that son represent? That's the biggest thing that you'd both want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
What is he, because part of when Michael goes to your son, especially because he's a teenager, so Michael would want to look at what was going on in his teenage life, what was, you know, mm-hmm. how did he react in the teenage life? Because what the father showed me, when I see a wedding band, it's all knotted up, and at first it looked almost like one of those Celtic bands where,
mm-hmm.
like a different kind of band. But when I looked deeper, part of a ring around it had thorns around it. So that shows me that there's some sort of suffering, or relationships have suffering, but that's then it goes into like there's a thorns around his heart. So that's one of my symbols that Michael feels that not only relationships, but life has to do with, again, suffering. He comes into what I'm entitled with, and a lot of, again, part of him is really being able to be encouraged to look at that 3 to 4 year old child within him that is in the driver's seat a lot, embrace mm-hmm. that part, because we all have a shot at Shadow Vicky, each and every single one of us. And so, and him instantly going to the part of marry me, and not saying that he doesn't want you to get married, but it's like that's a huge jump from going to I got caught cheating, then marry me. It's an extreme, right? So part of Michael's thing is having him not go to extremes if he felt like he lost, because there's a part that I'm seeing that you're the mother to him too. So part of that mm-hmm. natural teacher, helper, healer in you is very nurturing and very mom-like. And so what the dads and the grandmothers are encouraging you to do, and of course you do whatever you want to do because we have free will here, to mm-hmm. instead of even if you could encourage him to say, let's sit down here and let's put on the shelf as far as the discussion of marriage right now, at least from now until the beginning of the year, let's put down new ground rules, new beginnings. The year 2009 is all about endings of a cycle. So talk about what cycle and what patterns and behaviors that you guys want to close off and to end with, so you guys could start with a new page, new sheet, new boundaries, new foundations. And that also includes your son, because I see your son energetically in the corner, and his back is to the corner like he's in the dunce corner. You know what I mean? So there's a part
right.
of him that he absolutely feels not included. This is not like a triangle of you know, mother, son, daughter, and I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
Up, and he doesn't feel that at all. He is absolutely, even energetically, has learned to put himself in the corner. They also have a very much past life hangover where there are brothers, and you were even the mother, and they vied for your attention, and I don't see a father there. He could have died early, so
mm-hmm.
people could come in here with energetic hangovers, is what I call it, and they actually literally could have been twins, because I see Cain and Abel kind of story. And so
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that everything is doomed. We purposely pick, and especially in this incarnation, things that have been charged, but our whole thing is to learn about forgiveness, to learn about love, what is unconditional love, and also part of, again, Mike's theme is to be able to trust, allow, let go, and be inclusive. And part of your journey is to be able to draw lines and say that I am worth, you know, I'm worth love, I'm worth be able to have a relationship that has trust, I am worthy of having it. I'm just seeing a scale that's not equal, right? And so think
mm-hmm.
of over the next 3 days into the next 3 weeks, think of New Year's as coming up. So you guys could literally, they could get a piece of paper out that you're drawing new foundations, writing things black and white. Sometimes mm-hmm. There was a book, Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus, that guys can they need to be literally, like, see things written out. I used to do this with my husband. I used to take big poster board, and I say, here's
mm-hmm.
this, and not in a finger-wagging, like, I'm better than you thing. I just say, hey, Rick, we got to look at things like this, and let's put things down in black and white. So he was able to see what I was trying to ask for him, because sometimes I thought he would read my mind, and I'd be upset if he didn't. And so just laying everything all out on the line, and just even say to him, they're encouraging you, even his own father, as far as putting the marriage thing on the shelf and not saying no, but just saying that that's because it feels sticky. And again, I see you putting a ring on your finger that has thorns on it, which that means every time you look back at getting married, it reminds you, instead of a happy day of, oh, honey, can you going out to dinner, will you marry me? It's going to go back to your history of, okay, he was looking at other women, and that's
mm-hmm.
when he asked me to marry him. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it has like a
I told him I wanted him to come to me without feeling
doing it
out of fear, you know?
Exactly. So think of that. And especially because your mom, and also, is your father crossed over too?
Yes.
Okay, because your grandmother wants credit for bringing in your dad. And I'm also hearing Paulette. I don't know who the Paulette is. Connection doesn't have to be a dead person; could even be a live person. I see this great big guy, like Paul Bunyan. So dad brings in this like Paul Bunyan energy, and he's also given olive branch, and that means I want to say sorry. And he's also shown me a lot of smoke. So where he was smoky, literally can have smoke, pay attention to smell cigarettes. That's his sign to get your attention. He's also given you the number 777, and so think of from March to July 7th is a huge period for you guys to define, redefine, and especially again take over the next couple of weeks, so that nobody has to feel like they have to run out the door or that anybody has to go anywhere. But it's, again, really defining foundational energies, because our foundation is so important. And right now it's kind of wobbly. So think of it as you're expanding, and even going to marriage is going up to a new step. So it's like a house getting an addition. So we wouldn't do it haphazardly. We'd look at what cut the blueprints, right? So you're looking literally at each individual's blueprints and your own blueprints as far as how you want to, how you're directing energy. Do you feel like you can speak freely? Do you feel like you can speak up for your son? That why does your son feel like he's in the corner? What can your son do to feel included? Think of a triangle. You want the relationship to have a triangle. He is still young, you know what I mean? And also encourage Michael to have the accountability and responsibility of look at his own stuff to be able to clear out and what does he project on your son and what does he does not want to look about himself. Because our kids are our mirrors, and it doesn't matter. He's not biologically your child. He's in there for a reason. And so, again, especially think of taking this and say, let's be proactive about this. Let's roll up our sleeves and see, like, clear the foundation, make a strong foundation, especially when it comes into March. It'll be crystal clear through March, through the July, your dad's saying, if you want to go on to have a marriage and then go down to as far as, it'll be crystal clear for you. It's easing out, having a stronger foundation. And so they're just showing me as far as the yielding sign, take it, and especially when I see thorns around something, that's like having a sense of suffering. And so you can consider this a great opportunity to learn through, like, lay everything out in the corner. Everyone has to, like, kind of air their dirty laundry out, but then that brings in newness, new beginnings, and also being able to replace some shaky boundaries there or shaky foundational energies there and add you into the equation instead of you bending over for both of these guys, your son and your husband. Yeah, I do.
Okay. He's got a job where he'll be out of town until probably the end of February. So. Okay. Well, during this time while we're gone, while we don't see each other, I think we can talk, you know.
Absolutely,
but.
Absolutely. And you could talk and you could give him time where he could think about it, even give him the tools as far as what was the message that he got from his parents, what was his message as far as love, what was his message as far as children in particular. And does he not have any biological children himself?
He does, three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he separated from them?
No, he's still friendly with
us. I know we're coming to a break, but take the next time. You're going to hear a lot of signs. And again, when it comes to March, it's going to be very crystal clear as far as is he going to be able to do the foundation, work on your foundation. And again, it will be very crystal clear. Your dad and his father want you to know that they're in and around. They love you. Okay.
Okay. Do they want us to be together?
Excuse me.
Do they want us to be together?
They are encouraging you to have new foundations and do a new. Things need to be worked on. Things need to be worked on for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Carrie.
Yep,
thanks
you're
so
welcome.
Much.
Yep. Bye bye.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perth Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perth Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Will do. Let's go off to Kathy, and Kathy is calling in from Evansville, Indiana. Kathy, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi.
How are you, Kathy?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How can we help you today?
Okay, I've been trying to research the wills of my dad and my late stepmother, mm-hmm. and I keep getting blocked on it because I think who they trusted to take care of it has been dishonest. They never filed a will or anything. It's been almost 2 years, and I just wrote to another attorney. I don't know. It's in another state. If
okay.
I'm just wasting my energy, if I should just let it go. We just don't know if it's even worth it. We think there's been injustice, and that's more what we're upset about. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Is there two other sons, stepsons, or two males involved with this?
And my stepmother had two daughters and two sons, and my dad has three daughters and a son.
Okay. All right. It feels more like sons, or that would even be males that are connected to the daughters if they were married or something like that. I just see two males behind her, or two males in particular that are standing behind the part of the where it's like shady stuff. And is there a Tony involved or anybody that was a lawyer? I'm seeing my brother-in-law Tony, and he is a lawyer, and his name is Anthony Tony. And so when I see somebody, that means somebody that is literally a lawyer or has lawyer connections, even by like brother-in-law or somebody like a brother. And they're all standing behind, which looks like the stepmother's energy. So that could even be somebody that was connected to a lawyer. But the biggest key, Kathy, that you said as far as is it worth getting this all checked out? Because what I see is a whole bunch of a pile of paperwork is what your dad's showing me, and then I see like this this one letter. I'm also seeing not a lot of stuff. Did they not have a lot?
Yes.
They did not have a lot.
They didn't have a lot of stuff, but I know they had a lot of financing. I mean, I know they had money.
Okay. All right.
And the daughter is now married that was supposed to be in charge of everything.
All right. That could be the one of the sons that I'm looking at. When I see a bunch of paperwork and then I see that one, like a golden seal or a golden certificate, think of it as it goes back down to Kathy, how much energy do you want to put into this? Because when I see a pile of paperwork, that means that could be if everyone banded together, put their resources together, and just had to have people have accountability and responsibility or say what's what, that would be worth it for closure for everybody, right? But I'm also seeing when anyone's talking or points to, and this is what I see your father and your stepmother, when they point to this a certain wheel, that's my message of what comes around goes around. And when people do inappropriate stuff and it's part of a karmic thing where people have choices and they consciously do inappropriate stuff, or I see the daughter with the son and the husband involved, where one eye is shut. That means I'm ignoring totally the wishes, but they can justify it in their own head. You know what I mean? When people think, well, people haven't been here physically, blah, blah, blah. And so they could justify it in their own head, and they could really think they're right, you know? And so, and I'm also seeing it could be kind of hard for it to come up to, like, people get bombarded by paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. And so, and have you guys been totally shut out from seeing any kind of will? What is the bottom line there?
Yeah, they never filed one, or they never even filed that there wasn't one.
Okay, all right. So that wouldn't make sense as far as everything has to go through probate if they had anything, correct? Or even if you had a $100 car, it still have to go through probate.
They didn't do it, and when I talked to the state attorney, he said we'd have to prove that there was that kind of money before they would get involved.
Okay, all right.
So it's like, well, if we could prove it, then we wouldn't have any problem.
Right. This is what your dad's showing me. To be able to prove it, you'd have to go through 1,000 pieces of paper beforehand, and then it's stuck in the middle, and then 1,000 pieces of paper underneath. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack with somebody that has knowledge that's able to hide it over or cover it over, and then it goes back to, is it worth it? You know what I mean? But he's also making me, he keeps on showing me a list of things, of money or finances, that doesn't seem as much as people think it is. And so that could be where somebody came in and changed the will or changed the how it's distributed, and that it can seem uneven, but there was a part where he just surrendered and just gave up on it to, like, just kind of a, not in the sense of bullied, but just wasn't looking at the whole thing, or just saying, I don't do that kind of stuff. I don't want to have to have my hand in it or whatever, or not looking at the big picture. I'm seeing my Uncle George, and he knew he was having health issues, same with his wife, and that they didn't create a will or look at anything. He handed all the it's almost like if he made a will, it'd make sure that he was dying, and so he was afraid of it. And so your father showed me that kind of energy, and even saying the name George. And so it goes back down to, as far as what I'm seeing you, and this is the year of 209 of endings, Kathy, as far as getting all the siblings together, deciding, can we, do we want to band together financially, because I'm seeing it costs a lot of money. And again, I'm seeing that the finances of what they have, they've either approved, like they hid it where it'd be impossible to find it, or it would have to be a forensic accounting to be able to have to find it. And even then, you know how you could take something and buy gold or buy coins and then be able to not have records of it, that kind of deal? And so when it comes down to it, bottom line, it's like, how much energy do I want to expend in this when it comes down to that, that nobody gets away with anything. The karma gods take care of everything. When people do inappropriate stuff, that we don't get away with anything. So it might, they get it either here or over there. But the biggest deal that your dad's making me feel, and same with the mother-in-law, is does the daughter, the stepsister, avoid phone calls, because I'm seeing her slippery? Does she not contact? Does she not talk to you guys or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right.
She wouldn't. She stopped returning our calls. After my stepmother died.
Okay. All right. Because what I'm seeing, I see a demand letter going out that is where she, a certified demand letter where a lawyer, where I see all your siblings join together, one demand letter. The demand letter is certified where it goes to where she knows she has to sign for it and say, we demand some sort of thing of proving that there is, again, no will, or proving that there's probate, or proving that there was no probate at all, you know, that kind of thing. And that I see her backed in the corner, and then I see her giving you guys information as far as having to prove stuff, that there was stuff or not stuff or very little stuff or whatever, having to come up with it. I see you guys having like a face of disappointment, because it just is. Is it worth the distance? Is it worth how far, the time? Is it worth the energy, the money, all of that kind of stuff? And just like the general attorney said, you'd have to prove it even existed. Where I'm seeing, were they married over 15 years? Because I'm just seeing your dad tell me. What's that?
I think 47.
Okay, because I'm seeing 15 years of the last marriage. I just see the money being funneled off in different. It seems like it goes underground for the last 15 years in particular, or 15 years into their 40-something marriage. I just see oil going into the ground, right? And so that means it uncovered over. And so, again, that would be hard to find. But what you guys need is closure. The first thing you guys could do is have closure energetically as far as, okay, how much am I going to – the biggest theme it comes down to, Kathy, is a sense of betrayal and entitled. I'm entitled to know what happened to my parents' money and or their stuff. I'm entitled to have some sort of closure with it, as all the kids are, right? But one thing that we understand when we go over there is that we're not entitled to necessarily to their things, because they could do whatever they want with them. You know what I mean? But at least to feel like you can close it off, so you don't feel like that it's off balance. And so I would encourage you, again, I see it, some sort of demand letter that the stepsister does answer to be able to give you guys the information, so then it goes back to, it doesn't feel like square one, but it gives you an opportunity to say, you know what, it's I feel satisfied with this, that she's going to, again, snowball this, that, and do we want to take this to years to possibly find nothing, or that she got rid of a lot of stuff. So